A close observer of the evolving nature of Nigeria's Boko Haram, Jacob Zen of the Jamestown Foundation in Washington, D.C., has watched Boko Haram try to carve a small Islamic empire out of Borno State in the north. He thinks Shekau and his heavily armed colleagues are paying close attention to Baghdadi's progress in faraway Iraq.
It seems that the declaration of the caliphate by ISIS's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, would be well received by a group like Boko Haram that has not been declared a formal affiliate by al-Qaeda. Because around the world, you see the groups that al-Qaeda did not reach out to, all appearing to side more with ISIS, probably because they felt that Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda after bin Laden's death, didn't sufficiently cozy up to them.
Boko Haram and other far-flung jihadist movements now have a choice to make. Shadi Ahmed, a Brookings Fellow who studies the Islamic world for their Middle Eastern Studies Center, says Baghdadi's nascent Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, commonly called ISIS, is far different than Boko Haram and what Hamid calls al-Qaeda Central.
ISIS has been very good at creating facts on the ground, and they do control large swaths of territory. And in that sense, what we're seeing is unprecedented. I mean, al-Qaeda never really controlled territory in that way, and were never so ambitious as to actually go around declaring caliphates. So in this sense, ISIS is a bit of an upstart, and they're very ambitious, probably too ambitious, and I think they'll fall under the weight of their own ambition.
The ambitions of al-Baghdadi and his followers may soon confront major world powers that could curb those ambitions. Zen suggests that ISIS is appealing for help from Boko Haram and other jihadists.
And that might be why ISIS is reaching out to the scraps of the al-Qaeda network, like Boko Haram, like the Philippines, Abu Sayyaf, like the Indonesian group in Sulawesi. But in terms of Boko Haram following the ISIS model of floating in the border region and then attacking deeper into the countries, I think Boko Haram could likely have more success. In West Africa, there are fewer mid and major powers that can roll back a group like Boko Haram if it sought to carry out a blitzkrieg through countries like Chad, Cameroon, and Niger.
If al-Baghdadi's followers have a greater challenge ahead of them, Hamid argues that other jihadists could benefit from studying what this proposed caliphate is trying to build.
Now, Boko Haram is more of an old-school terrorist group in the sense that it's very much about destroying, and there isn't much vision there as to what to build in its place. And this is where I think ISIS, and they're not the old al-Qaeda approach of the early 2000s, which was very much focused on killing, on terrorist attacks. And this is where other extremist groups like Boko Haram are watching ISIS very closely. It does force them to think about these issues more, and not just the caliphate in a general sense, but also how do you hold territory? How do you govern? Should you be governing? How do you provide social services to constituents in the territory that you hold?
Boko Haram owes much to al-Qaeda Central. Their ties within Northern Africa and the Gulf are considerable, but Hamid describes the new vision, even a kind of governance, offered by Baghdadi and his followers.
Al-Qaeda Central has been clear about distancing itself and disavowing ISIS. And it's not just about ISIS's methods, but also about personalities and power. So it's also about who controls the Islamic movement, the jihadist movement, or the movement that Al-Qaeda represents. And Ayman al-Zawahiri, who, you know, obviously replaced Osama bin Laden as the leader, as the head of Al-Qaeda Central, is someone who is not nearly as charismatic and doesn't have the same level of respect that bin Laden did. So in that sense, there's more room for other competitors to move into that space.
Boko Haram and its counterparts in Africa may make a choice of which jihadist force to follow. Should either or both the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria or al-Qaeda survive and prosper? But Boko Haram has been successful in tearing down the social and political structures of Borno State. and its leaders may not need to make that choice. I'm William Eagle in Washington.